This is Untitled Band AU Notfic, a Sarah Jane Adventures Notfic, written by Quintency and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains glancing mentions of Clyde Langer, Luke Smith, and is a Notfic that takes place in an alternate universe where they are a rock band. So, ages ago on Twitter, I was talking about band AUs because they are my favorite, and I want one for every single fandom I have ever been remotely interested in. Misfits, anyone? And then SJA came up, and I was like, oh god, I need this in my life! And much of my feed agreed with me because they are great. I thought about it for a bit more, and then I wrote a vague kind of outline, and then I promptly forgot about it. And then I was clicking through my work in progress folder looking for things I felt like writing, and I'm never going to properly write this, so here, have about 1,000 words of thoughts about the good people of the Sarah Jane Adventures in a band. I still need to think up a name for them, damn it. They're mostly a troc band. This is a real-world AU, where the Doctor is a fictional character. Sarah Jane still adopts Luke and Skye, and is a badass journalist person who investigates weird, possibly alien occurrences. Maria still moves away from Bannerman Road, but only across town a little and not to the U.S. Ronnie moves in, and they all become BFFs! They all write the songs, though mostly Ronnie and Clyde write the lyrics. Ronnie writes a lot of the songs about Jenny and Madame Vastra's epic love. Clyde thinks he is subtle about his giant crush on the Doctor, but he is fooling no one. Except maybe Luke. But Luke hasn't figured out Clyde has a giant crush on him either, so he doesn't count. Luke writes most of the music, because music is basically maths, right? And he's great at maths, and things which require a good sense of rhythm. They're mostly only famous on the internet. They post videos to YouTube, and they've got songs up on their Bandcamp page. People actually buy them. Not that many people, but still. They're actually kind of famous. Clyde is equal parts bemused and proud. It's mostly because of Luke's hair. And Ronnie's face. And Skye's general tiny awesomeness. But still, there are totally people who think he's the best-looking one. I mean, he's not the typical tortured artist type. He laughs too much and makes jokes all through their shows. But still, that's totally appealing to some people, right? Right? Clyde has no idea why Ronnie and Maria keep laughing at him when he brings this up. They play random Doctor Who-themed parties. Amy and Rory's! Oh, maybe just all the new Who companions. And some of the older ones? I don't know that much about most of them, though. They're all 17, except Skye, who is like 14 or something. Because my little sister is 12 and 13 now, oops. And it would just feel weird. Positions. I'm so five. Clyde, vocals. Skye, lead guitar. Luke, keyboards. Technically piano, but you can't really haul a piano around people's houses and stuff, so he makes do with a keyboard unless the place they're playing has a piano. Ronnie, bass. Maria, drums. Sarah Jane, manager. Also, official mother of the band in basically all ways ever. Mr. Smith, their touring van. There are shenanigans! Maybe an actual facts alien invasion thing happens, and the band has to save the day! Oh, wait, that's a thought. I haven't given them a name yet. It'll come to me. But anyway, they totally channel the Doctor and convince the aliens not to kill anyone! Which they weren't actually going to do. The wires just got crossed somewhere, and they weren't invading or anything. They were just curious. They end up talking to Sarah Jane, very, very earnestly about interspecies relationships. And Clyde is so disappointed that it wasn't more badass. Yep, this would totally be from Clyde's point of view if I ever wrote it, wouldn't it? Clyde totally laments to Luke, and Luke is all, "You're totally badass to me." And Clyde grins like an idiot for the rest of the night. And Ronnie and Maria roll their eyes so hard, Clyde's worried they might break something. so cheesy. I love it. Oh, Torchwood totally pays them a visit. Because Croissant Katie suggested it, and it would be so perfect. Except, in this verse, where the Doctor isn't actually real, they'd just be this secret organization which protects us from aliens in general and all that good stuff. Or maybe the Doctor actually is real. I don't know, this would be kind of cool, but how would it work? Ugh. They turn up at the gig the aliens crashed. And the band is all, false alarm, they're totally friendly aliens, yay! And Torchwood are just like, actually, we're here to talk to you guys. And the band are like, we have done nothing, we are but innocent children. Owen rolls his eyes particularly hard because, seriously, innocent. This is a pre-everyone dying on Torchwood verse. I don't know, I only really watched 2 episodes of Torchwood. Jack is all, who writes your songs? And Clyde and Ronnie are like, we do, us, you can totally let the others go. And the others are like, unimpressed face? We all do, don't let them be stupid and self-sacrificing. So then they all get hauled in for questioning and are kind of intimidated. Not scared. Never scared. Honestly, Clyde is really, really, really not shaking. Though he appreciates Ronnie taking his hand under the interrogation table because, hey, hand-holding is nice. Especially with girls. He totally likes girls. And then Sarah Jane busts in all, give me back my kids, you! Oh, hi, Jack. Didn't expect to see you here. What are you doing with these poor, innocent children? And Jack is like, sorry, I just had to check that they hadn't hacked into secret government files or whatever to find out about the Doctor. There is sensitive information in those songs you're writing. And then what she actually said sinks in, and he's all, wait, these are your kids? And Sarah Jane is all, yup. Though technically only Luke and Skye are legally mine, but they're totally my kids, you haven't hurt them, have you? Sarah Jane, fierce stare. Band. Hard eyes. And then Jack is all, oh, sorry, and lets them go, telling them he likes their music and they should totally play a gig at Torchwood HQ or something. And Sarah Jane is like, stop flirting, seriously, they actually are innocent children. Or maybe she wouldn't shout quite that much, but still. Other things happen. Possibly things which resemble an actual coherent plot, I don't know. The end. Sarah Jane.